Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me as your host, Chris Where's McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to talk about a possible sighting of the G.I. Joe action figure toy range from Jazzwares at Nuremberg Toy Fair is Justin Generals Where's Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. We reported a number of weeks back about Jazzwares getting the G.I. Joe license to develop branded products, and we surmised that it would probably be for an extended range of roleplay and accessories, much like the work they had done on Hasbro's Nerf line previously. However, earlier today, Histank shared information regarding a sighting at Nuremberg Toy Fair of a G.I. Joe action figure range from Jazzwares that was described as a wide selection that looked great. This hints at the fact that we could be seeing a large amount of characters in the range that was on display at the German Toy Fair, with rather limited access to journalists. No doubt we will see info on the toys either just prior to or during Toy Fair in New York later this month, so get ready to ramp your excitement meters up a few more notches. Justin, when we reported on the news of Jazzwares' involvement last time, we did discuss the possibility of them doing action figures, but this news does seem to surprise, considering how Hasbro have treated their action figure development and so on in the past. Are you surprised at all with this info?
I am a little bit surprised, yeah. I mean, Jazzwares, obviously, they've been working on the Fortnite action figures for a little while now, yeah. And have some experience in that regard, and of course, that's where most of the Joe fans kind of jump to the conclusions when they heard Jazzwares was getting license to produce toys. They figured that's immediately where they would go, where you and I kind of cast a little doubt on that, considering I don't think Hasbro would really want to compete with themselves. If they were doing action figures, would they really want Jazzwares doing similar action figures to, you know, take sales away from them potentially?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit surprised. I did not think Jazzwares' license would cover action figures, so this does kind of take me back a little bit. And, you know, obviously it's all, you know, still rumor. You know, Histank does say they have a very reliable source, and they've been on the dot with a lot of their predictions. So, yeah. You know, I certainly have faith in that, but it is still rumor until we see anything with our own eyes. But it's kind of interesting to consider what, you know, what might make a Jazzwares action figure different than a Hasbro action figure, if indeed this is accurate.
So, I mean, what do you think we're going to see? I mean, possibly the stylized range of figures to tie into something like War of Cobra, maybe, or just something like the Fortnite line that we're kind of come accustomed to with Jazzwares.
I don't think they would do Fortnite, you know, exactly, because Fortnite is obviously, you know, probably a very lucrative license based on how many Fortnite figures I see in an aisle. And I don't know if the folks who produce Fortnite, who they've licensed Fortnite from, I'm not even sure what company is, you know, makes the Fortnite game. I don't know if they would be okay with Jazzwares just taking that format and, yeah, you know, mirroring it with G.I. Joe. I could see them doing perhaps some stylized, you know, War on Cobra sort of stuff. But I mean, yeah, that game, while, you know, I'm having fun with it, but it's not exactly Fortnite territory as far as name recognition and stuff like that. So I'm not sure if it's really worth Jazzwares producing a whole line based on War on Cobra, but I could see them using that as a template, I guess. And I would think it would have to be something pretty different than what Hasbro is doing, because otherwise, you know, what would be the point of Hasbro doing a line being on the pegs next to a Jazzwares line that is, you know, similar? And who knows, maybe Jazzwares is doing something completely different. Maybe they're pulling a Super 7 and doing some kind of vintage sort of thing. I don't really know. I mean, it's certainly interesting that we'll be getting Jazzwares action figures as well as Hasbro action figures. And it'll be interesting to see kind of where in the Toy Fair lineup we start to see news of Jazzwares stuff revealed. I know Hasbro and Mattel both have their own separate kind of collector events. I don't know what Jazzwares' plans are as far as when they're going to reveal their own product. So I don't know if that'll happen in the weekend leading up to Toy Fair like Hasbro and Mattel both do, or whether that's going to be something that we see more about, you know, Monday through Wednesday of Toy Fair itself.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lots of different variables here. I mean, one, it could have, you know, we could be getting, there could be misinformation. It could be misunderstanding. It could have been the Jazzwares logo was involved on, you know, above all of the product that was on display. But again, because, you know, talking about the Nuremberg Toy Fair specifically here, but on another note, I mean, there could be lots of different things going on here. I mean, Hasbro could have put all of their focus in house on the 6-inch line, which we know is coming. We know it's called Classified. We even know the Wave flaming names and all that kind of stuff. But so with that focus on there, maybe they've outsourced the 4-inch aspect to Jazzwares, so they do the heavy lifting effectively through a lot of maybe stringent checks and balances from Hasbro to make sure it's, you know, within what they want to see from Hasbro slash Jazzwares in the toy aisles. Another alternative is that, yes, it's a completely different wave of figures that we haven't been privy to yet in terms of information, and it's related, more stylized, more animated style, more game related. And that would make sense because, I mean, Jazzwares have previous with game franchises. So maybe it's just the fact that they've gone, Jazzwares, we want you to do the War on Cobra stuff, possibly.
Yeah, it's quite possible. And it's possible it's for something that we haven't even seen yet. I mean, yeah. I don't know if there's some other licensed thing, if they are indeed working on an animated series, or if they're working on, you know, some sort of more involved game than War of Cobra. I mean, maybe there, or War on Cobra, maybe there's something, some other licensed property that we are not privy to as of yet that this might be based on. I don't know.
Quite interesting, though. So far, just as a recap, we know we're getting Classified 6-inch from Hasbro, and that's a Real American Hero based. We will no doubt have Snake Eyes movie product, including multiple scales, shall we say, where we know 6-inch is involved. We have also heard the rumours of a 3¾ retro collection. And then to throw in Jazzwares here as well, I mean, this could be a year of a ton of product, couldn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, everybody's been saying how dead G.I. Joe is for 2 or 3 years, and now we've got 2020, and all of a sudden we may be getting a whole wide array of things, which makes sense in a movie year. I mean, that's not necessarily unprecedented, but, you know, it is a little bit of a surprise.
One's going to drive the other, isn't it, I suppose, in their
pretty
heads.
Much, yeah.
The logic they're kind of using is going to be, well, if we get all the classic stuff out as well, the lead up to the movie, people are going to be wanting it, interested in it. That drives that then drives the movie product. So yeah, it could be massive. We could have loads of stuff. And what I'm still surprised at is the amount of negativity flowing around the community, because I kind of think, guys, we haven't had anything for, and it hasn't been that long, but the moaning about, you know, the worry of G.I. Joe being dead and not having any product and everything, you know, we're getting the complete opposite this year by all accounts. You know, and I think all eyes are going to be on Toy Fair this coming end of the month, or, you know,
definitely
when it comes up. We'll be there. The full force will be in attendance. So we'll hopefully be able to get you some good stuff, some information. We'll tweet and Facebook some information out as it comes to us. But also we'll be getting some footage and some images as well, you know, in the flesh. So can't wait for that. Justin, thank you so much for jumping on and chatting this little tidbit of information.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
It's always your pleasure. It's never my pleasure. It'd be a different podcast if you just heard my pleasure going on in the background. That's it for this installment of the Disgusting Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time. And as always, full obviously that. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.